was the first guy to like wear it to the side?
Mark McGrath.
Was it really?
No. What about MC Hammer, like one of those guys?
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
I know where she's going with
MC
it.
Hammer. MC Hammer wearing hats. He was wearing like
the Fresh Prince wore his hat like that.
He was wearing like Zuba pants.
I feel like, yeah. First person to wear sideways hat. Yeah.
Nobody was doing it up in 50s, 60s, 70s, no 80s.
Definitely in the 40s.
No one in the 40s.
Was baseball hats weren't even around. I guess they were
the
baseball
flappers.
Hats.
When did people start wearing their hats sideways? As a cap became mainstream, men and women began to play with the style, turning it backwards or sideways as a symbol of personal expression. The headgear was adopted by musicians from rappers to punk rockers and grunge singers in the 1990s to pop stars and the MTV generation in the 2000s.
But 90s. Who was the
that's what I said. MC Hammer.
So there's not a photo of someone in 1979 like this?
No.
When
was
MC Hammer wearing a hat?
1989.
But I do have an interesting fact.
What's
the up? The backwards cap was first worn on the baseball field by catchers to keep the brim of the hat out of their way.
That makes sense.
Obviously. But that's crazy that they're the first people to like do that.
Yeah.
Like, were baseball like, that hats looks invented sick. Just for baseball players to be able to like catch the ball and not have the sun in their eyes? Like, is that
honestly,
why this type
that
of hat was invented?
That really makes sense.
The American sport.
Because back in the 20s, everyone was wearing like
but what about
top
like...
hats.
We all know
and, like, and like the Kangol like newsboy
like,
hat.
But I feel like on hard hats, there was like a bit of a brim. Newsboy hats had it like right here.
Ah, step rider. Like, I feel like
extra,
they wore them.
Extra, read all about it.
There was baseball then, though.
Yeah,
but I feel like they were like so flat.
I own too many hats now that I'm sorry.
Yet you
just
still
moved
wear,
in.
You wear the same one every week.
Because I like this one. Wait, which one am I wearing?
The same one
it's
you
a
always
new
wear.
One. Not every week, but for the past month or two, I have.
There's
what?
There's one
Can
episode
not...
where someone said like, "Oh, Matt, I haven't seen you wear the sweater before," and you go, "Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me."
What I
you're
think
just,
so.
Like, so excited that someone called out that you were wearing something new.
I know I've all because I'm always paranoid that like I've worn it before.
No, it's tough. It's really
but,
tough.
Like then at some
for
point
anyways,
I don't want to be
who
seen
has
as like
50 different shirts.
I don't think I've ever worn the same thing on this show.
Yeah.
I'm out of clothes.
I know I am too. I think I just like pick sweatshirts.
Yeah, but like for me it's fun. I'm like, ooh, what haven't I worn? And then it kind of makes me pick something from my closet that's just been like collecting dust.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I wear this finally.
The stuff that I have in my closet that's been collecting dust. Will be shunned in this room.
I saw a really good TikTok. A way that a girl gets rid of her clothes every year is she flips that. This is like, I could never do this because it like, not that I have OCD, but like.
Like organization vibes?
No, it would just like really bother me. Is so at the beginning of the year, she puts all of her hangers the same way. And then when she wears an item, she flips the hanger the other way.
Yep.
So then whatever items are still facing the same way when the year started, she gets rid of them.
That's
yeah,
smart.
That's how you know what you haven't worn in over a
yeah.
year.
But see, I would do that. And at the end of the year, I'd still be like, well, I might wear it.
No, I know.
I just would just get lazy kind of.
It would make me so, I couldn't do the whole, all the hangers have to be the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have all the same hangers too?
For the most part, yeah.
Oh, my, it's, I have an assortment. I have
same,
dry cleaner
really
metal
nilly.
Ones. I have
no,
plastic ones. I have
too,
fuzzy ones.
Too.
The dry cleaner ones go immediately into the trash.
I hate the ones with the fuzz on them.
Oh, that's what I have.
Those the new ones?
The fuzz?
Yeah,
like,
yeah
like
but that's
fancy.
Yeah, they're like
that's
soft. Like
how you have to
oh,
buy
the
them
felt,
now.
Like felt?
Well, it's nice if you have
like
a lot
like
of like
those.
Nice
they,
shirts
they
or like
stick.
Dresses because then like I have a lot of silk dresses or like satin dresses and so they won't slip off the hanger.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it like clings to
that's
it.
That's what I like about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Or certain shirts won't fall off.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to Good Influences. I am Matt. This is Aaron. And then there's Mike and also Carly.
Also
we're all here. First off, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Thank you so much if you've been sticking with us since day one. And hey, if you haven't been sticking with us since day one, then after this really great episode, go listen and watch and listen to all the other
all
episodes.
Of them. Every single one. You have a year's worth.
Comment That's down true. Below what your favorite one is. Leave a review. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for always sticking with us because we love doing this for you guys. And I love you guys as
and,
my
and for us.
Fellow co-hosts.
It's fun for us as well.
And let us know what episodes we should do because we would love to know what topics you guys would like to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
We should do a politics episode also. I was thinking that.
Oh my God.
People would love that.
Oh yeah, it'd be great.
The comments on every episode, stop talking about politics.
If we do a politics one, I think we need like a guest on it.
Like Hassan Piker?
Yes, Donald even Trump. Though I think I would like
Donald Trump is live from jail, everybody.
No, I think we need like a libertarian on.
Okay, we should not talk about politics.
No, just to like spice it up with like a little bit of weight.
A bunch of just wrong.
We could do like a half and half, politics, religion.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go.
Just offend everybody alive.
That would be like a really good episode. The two hot points that people get really upset with us about.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Could have her on.
She would probably come.
She's so sweet.
Oh my God. My heart like dropped for a second.
Why would I think that?
She is so scary.
Maybe we could get her daughter.
She has a daughter.
Was that? Oh no, that was was it Marjorie or Anne?
It was
Lauren Boebert,
another white woman.
Calloway,
who was the
Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah,
Conway, yes.
Oh, her daughter's like an influencer, right?
Well, she like it was like a whole thing on TikTok. She was like exposing her mom.
Yeah, that was true. She was like yelling at her.
Yeah,
they got divorced.
Yes, like.
Yeah, she
wonder what the girl's up to.
Anyways, we'll get.
It was a very like, were you silent or were you silenced situation?
Because what
you
is that from? Were you silent?
Oprah interviewing Meghan Markle. Were you silent or were you silenced?
No, I was on Suits. Like,
great show. I loved Suits.
I didn't like Suits.
Oh, I mean, that's
too
tracks.
Easy.
Too easy.
That's the point. It's like
you don't
a
like anything
show.
That is like
just challenge me. Give me just something with some weight. Makes me think.
Did you watch?
What
you're
was
telling
that,
me?
Was that
you know all of the law jargon?
No, I don't. I like when things I can't understand.
No, I get
things.
What you're saying. It is.
You like
no...
when you can't suits understand
Suits is
things?
Written for 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we got to go to the business meeting and hopefully land the presentation. Like, that's it?
No.
Is this how people talk?
How many episodes did you watch?
Two, but I got it. And when I see clips, I'm like, this is for people like, man, that's fancy life. They're going in there. Man, I wish I could wear suits.
They're big.
All offense to Southern people who don't wear suits.
All offense?
No, no offense.
All offense?
Oh, gosh. It's just so, that is.
Have you seen Severance?
Severance? Oh,
so Severance. Like
Severance is almost too deep sometimes.
It's really dark, but it's so good.
That was a good one, yeah.
What
sorry,
are shows
I didn't
that
mean,
you like?
Hold on, I didn't mean to offend anybody about my opinion about Suits. It's just not enough.
I just don't think that you like a lot of things because, and I think that's fair to say.
I like a lot of things.
No,
there's
but
just
like
some
things
I don't like strongly.
I think that there are a lot of things that you don't like because you're not like intellectually stimulated enough. And a lot of people, that's why they like them because it's just like easy watching. That's like entertaining.
It feels like fast food entertainment. Like it feels just like McDonald's. Like I'm getting just a hamburger cheese going like.
Yeah, delicious.
It's so
the best.
It
Yum.
Just feels fast food and I feel like I wasted time and I got like a cheap version of like a side, like it's like just a sideshow gagging gig, like
so you
it's like someone busking it, or it's like it's so cheap, it's just it's a hack, it's something that fools you going la da da da.
You
it's
saw
gone.
Two episodes.
I don't
did you even get to the part where they hire the young guy who like has a photographic memory?
Yes, he comes in and he says all that
Mike.
Stuff. He memorized
His
everything.
His name's Mike.
Oh yeah, and he
yes.
like pretended that he went
Wait,
to Harvard.
Wait, did you watch it?
Yeah, I've seen every episode.
Do you like it?
I loved it.
Oh, okay.
But Perfect. I was also like, I think it was like in college when it came out.
Yeah,
it was like a young. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for like, yeah, it's meant if you're folding laundry, you put on Suits.
Yes.
You're not sitting there like, holy shit.
But I feel
everybody.
Like that's most TV. Like most TV isn't like groundbreaking.
No, but Matt wants to watch a show that's
I'm
like, turn
aware.
The lights off, turn my phone off. Like I need to get involved.
Severance. And once again, everybody can watch what they want to watch.
No.
This is just my opinion. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't want to offend anybody.
No, so you,
my
and
I don't want people to get angry with
we
me.
Can end the
thing is, I just value
story.
My time.
You don't have to apologize for having your opinion.
So,
it's just funny.
So you don't like the fast food, like surface level, you know, basically like throwaway content, right?
No.
Yet you listen to Taylor Swift.
Oh my!
How dare you,
God, Mike? You're just
Here
digging yourself
go.
In the biggest hole,
dude.
Digging
that is,
grave.
I would
grave.
Never. Oh my gosh!
This is almost as bad as Sandoval saying she kept her shirt on.
Oh, that was really cringe.
That was really cringe.
You'll watch that.
Just learn. Vanderpump Rules is a Bravo show, not an MTV show.
What?
Oh, that's offensive on its own.
MTV show? It they only have Teen Mom and Ridiculous Miss.
I thought
no,
it was
that sounds like an MTV show.
Vanderpump Rules.
Like, I'm a, in the year 2023. But that's not what it is.
Oh, Vanderpump Rules.
That's what I always think of. Real World
Rules
Challenge. Bring that back.
Don't they have it? They do like a...
It's... Inferno stuff, but it's like... But Road Rules, real... I don't think Road Rules is on TV anymore.
No, I thought that they did like a... They like brought them together recently. And it was like people from Real World like and
the Challenge
Rules.
Thing.
Yeah.
The Gauntlet. The Inferno.
There's a couple comedians that came from Road Rules. Like,
Theo Vaughn
was on Road Rules.
Really?
Yeah.
And Christina Pavinsky, who's Tom.
Was he funny on Road Rules, or was he just like...
Yeah.
I would like to watch that season.
Yeah.
Just
funny.
To see what a young Theo was up to.
And Christina, who's Pazinski. Married to... Oh, oh Pavinsky?
Pazinsky. Married Lewinsky. To Tom Segura.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm thinking of Esther. That's why I said her last name like
oh,
that.
Oh, Little Esther?
Little Esther.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of comedians that were on
so
the show.
So on this episode, we're playing Am I the Asshole?
We're playing.
Am I the Asshole for not liking suits?
Television.
You tell me. I don't think I'm an asshole. I think
Matt
I'm
is
just,
so
I'm,
mean.
I'm a pretentious
yeah,
asshole.
Like suits.
Call me pretentious. I just...
All right.
I don't... Not
it's
my...
okay to have an opinion, brother.
I know. Yeah. I just feel like I hurt people's feelings.
I don't like Taylor Swift. And people really took offense to that.
See, that hurts our podcast when you say mm-hmm. things like yeah. that. Mm-hmm. We lose followers. Yeah. We lose money.
He's allowed to slander suits. That's fine.
Okay. Oh, the suits army coming after me. Sure.
The Meghan Markle maniacs.
I create a fake account and go on our YouTube comments. And I'm like, Matt is so pretentious.
I agree, though. If I listened to me, I'd be like, get a load of this guy.
Okay,
this guy is full of him.
So I was on Reddit the other day trying to find Am I the Assholes for this. I mean, I found some, but Reddit was on like a strike, kind of like the writer's strike. And so all the subreddits were like,
for
locked.
Redditors.
Well, it's not a writer's strike.
It's not. It's yeah, maybe it has.
The Redditors are going on strike because Reddit has been implementing like
third-party apps.
A lot of, yeah, what did you say?
Third-party apps.
They're... messing around with their price points and stuff, and so a lot of these people who are moderators of the subreddits have decided to lock the communities and make them only a membership-based thing, so you can't go in and like view a lot
but
of
just
stuff.
For like a couple post. Days just
for
to
a
like
days.
It was like a protest
extend it, but yeah, basically yes, what you said. Right now there's other apps that you can access Reddit with. There's one called Apollo, there's one called something else, and in order to access Reddit you have to pay Reddit servers, like,
that's crazy,
you know, 0.003 cents for every 1,000 times you ping their server, and they have raised their prices by 14,000% or some insane number. And basically what they're trying to do is make sure that the only Reddit app you can use is the official Reddit app. And
I didn't know there were other ones. I've only used
the official Reddit
I
one.
I think so.
There's like hardcore Reddit users that will use these third-party apps. They have other features, like, you know, you can, the photos are better and video player is better, and the main thing is that the ads are served from Reddit.
I saw someone was like, the ads on the Reddit app are horrible and like all over the place, but like I literally see one every
people are just
like 10
about.
minutes. I know, I'm like, I don't, you just, you also just scroll past it, and it's not like it plays and you have to wait like right. a game or something.
I don't
it's
really spend weird. Much time on Reddit. I just spend a lot of my free time watching Suits.
Right, instantly, that's what I was thinking you were gonna say.
Aaron's a Suits stan.
I love that show.
My mom and dad love Suits too. My mom
no, it's
loves
so okay. We don't have to go back to Suits.
All right. Anyways, so, but there is, if for the people who don't know, there is a subreddit called Am I the Asshole, where tons of users submit a question in a story with the moral dilemma, Am I the Asshole? And the Redditors will comment, you are the asshole or you are not the asshole.
Or
everyone sucks
here.
So you can click on that and then just see all the everyone sucks options.
Yes, how do you think you pick? Or do none of y'all do that when we pick these?
I usually like try to look for controversial ones. I'll look for like compilations, or I'll just like, when you had an idea last time where you typed in a word.
I just type in a random word and then I read those.
I typed in Jewish. But then
I typed in Jewish today. I typed in Jewish today.
But I feel like that one, it'd be like too easy.
Like, there was one where like everyone
my roommate
sucks.
Has a swastika tattoo on his forehead. And I think that's inappropriate.
Not the asshole.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, okay. Someone was like, am I the asshole for wearing like a Hanukkah sweater and going around saying Yiddish phrases, even if I'm not Jewish?
And what
it was
do you
like,
think?
It was like everyone sucks in this situation.
Everyone sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people also get offended on behalf of other people.
Yeah.
Which is really silly.
That's like a big thing, yeah.
Okay, who wants to start?
I can start.
Okay, Carly, let's hear it.
Okay, Matt, I will read it. Am I the asshole because I'm overwatering my coworker's plants?
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and
like,
say.
Like, oh, she's overwatering them or over
I don't know.
Having to water
well,
them?
Well, oh, we need more
questions. We'll get
let's
there.
Let's eat grandma. Let's eat grandma.
Yeah. So dumb.
Commas matter.
This show is sponsored by Lumi. Want to smell better naked? Let's face it, our underarms aren't the only place we have odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi, whole body deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who discovered and proved in clinical testing that the vagina is not to blame for day-to-day odor below the belt. So she developed Lumi, a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, skin-safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. Lumi sent deodorant and the body wipes, and I will say when I was in the hospital when I had my appendectomy, the body wipes came in such handy. I had my boyfriend bring them because they wouldn't allow me to take a shower. I was only there for like 2 days, but I really was disgusted by like having surgery and just being in a hospital. And the Lumi body wipes were amazing. I also use a deodorant before I go on my walks or Pilates. It's one of the only deodorants that doesn't make me feel like I'm sweating more, if that makes sense. I really, really enjoy it. Lumi has a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code GOOD at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code GOOD.
I am an office admin. One of my duties is to water the office plants, including...
Stop. Okay,
Mike,
enough.
Shut the fuck up.
Enough.
I am an office madman. A madman.
A madman.
Suits.
I watch Suits in my office all day.
God. I'm gonna go home and restart it. Just so
restart Suits? Are you kidding me? You can watch anything. Go watch Mad Men.
It's a no. Let's calm down. You want to start Suits together and like talk about it?
Yes. We start a Suits podcast.
Forgetting every episode.
Aaron, do you want to start a Suits rewatch podcast?
Yes.
What's it called?
We posted on this YouTube channel.
it's just Suits. You guys reacting in the corner.
Suits rewatch.
Suit sluts.
Zoot suit ride.
All right. It's like a reaction channel. It's like Suits.
Oh,
and then
we
you
just
guys...
play the episode, and we're like, "Oh wait, it's coming up."
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Usa. Okay, I'm an office admin. One of my duties is to water the office plants, including coworkers' personal plants. Most people with more than two plants water their own, except for Tanya. Tanya has 10 plus plants. Every time one of her spider plants produces babies, she pots these and adds them to her collection, which means more trips up and down the stairs for me to refill my watering can. Then Tanya... Sorry, Matt's just like shaking his head. I'm already laughing.
Killing her name is Tanya.
What?
No, this tracks for a Tanya.
Then Tanya started insisting I use purified water, so I started carrying up a second, smaller watering can just for her plants.
How is this someone's job?
Yeah, this is annoying.
She's an office
already.
Admin. Like, I wanted to politely tell Tanya to take care of her own plants, but my manager did not permit me to at the time. Then Tanya started checking the temperature of the water I was using. I left my watering can near Tanya's desk while I tended to another duty. Tanya picked up my watering can and walked by me without saying a word. When I let her know I needed to finish watering, she insisted on taking my can away to change out the water. I was unable to finish my work upstairs until X returned my watering can. At least this time, she watered her own plants before giving the can back to me. I was done catering to Tanya and her plants. My manager finally permitted me to tell Tanya that. I sent her an email letting her know, as I did not think she would take the news well. The next day, Tanya gave me the silent treatment. Honestly, it was a relief. Tanya wants me to acknowledge her every time she walks past my desk, which is six or more times a day, even when I am on the phone. However, I am feeling pretty guilty about the way I handled the plant situation. Am I the asshole?
No.
Definitely not.
No, you're not the asshole.
10 plants is too many.
That's crazy.
There should be 10 plants in the whole office.
Maximum, yeah.
For a desk? Like, how do you see your computer? Yes.
Unless you're working at, like, a botanical garden.
Yeah.
Like, that's so unnecessary. Yeah.
Also,
like,
being an office admin, I don't think that watering other people's plants falls under your responsibility.
No. Apparently for her it does.
Very weird.
This is a weird workplace.
One of my duties
is like
to
know where she works.
I know.
Probably like an accounting firm or something in like Nebraska. No offense.
Well, everyone deemed her the asshole.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Could you imagine, though?
I wouldn't have been surprised, because we did this the other day on one of our bonus episodes, and like Carly and I, to every single one, we were like, not the asshole. And then people were like, asshole.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, it's always like jarring when you have such an opinion and you read, you're like, oh, obviously it's this. Yeah. And then all the responses are opposite. And you're like, wait, am I wrong?
Yeah.
I think you should go print out the subreddit, staple it, and go to put it on
Hello,
Tanya.
I'm acknowledging you walking by. Yeah. Here is your...
Tanya just sounds like small town power trip, like job woman. Like, you know that woman in the office that's just like, oh.
Yeah, she went up to happy hour with the rest of the coworkers. Was like, can you believe?
Yes.
What is did this to me.
What is a spider plant?
Is
that the one that like sticks straight up?
I don't know. It really creeped me out how it had babies.
Those are weird.
Spider plants, I think, like, are the ones that are like pokey and stick straight.
I think you're right, with a little yellow.
Yes, but like, how does they sprout babies on a spider plant?
Maybe just like
Did
a new leaf.
Spider Man across the Spider Verse.
Spider plant across the
universe.
It looks like
good,
this,
dude.
Oh yeah. How do these sprout babies?
I don't know.
That looks tacky.
Look.
Tanya, that looks tacky. Sorry.
See, Tanya.
Just buy this fake one on Amazon. It's only $52, Ton.
Am I the asshole for participating in my neighborhood's Easter egg hunt that was meant for children?
What did you search for this one? Easter? Hunt?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Okay. I, 25, female, have always loved Easter, and my family would participate in egg hunts every year as I was growing up. I also love Easter candy, which makes the hunt even more fun for me. I recently moved to a new city with my partner, 25, male, and we saw that our neighborhood association was throwing an Easter egg extravaganza. We thought this would be a good opportunity to get more involved in the community, so we signed up to volunteer. I asked the president of the association if I could also sign up for the Easter egg hunt due to my love for the holiday, and she said it would be fine. Turns out nobody above the age of 10 had signed up, though I thought it should. Be okay, as if there were like seven 70 kids participating. So my presence wasn't super obvious. A lot of the kids. Parents were staring at me by this point, but I brushed it off. When the hunt began, I didn't mean to go too crazy, but after I filled my basket, then looked back, my path was marked by a clear swath of eggless grass. Some of the kids definitely didn't get as much candy as me, but everyone seemed happy enough. As I made my way back to my partner, though, the parents were making comments that they knew I would overhear about the egg hunt. About how the egg went was for their children. My partner suggested I give back some of the eggs, and so I returned some to the kids who were nearby until enough parents seemed to be off my back. However, I didn't want to give every kid an egg because that would take too long and I would basically be out. Nobody else seemed to, nobody said anything before we left, but in the weeks since, I've seen some of the parents and they've been much cold toward me.
Yeah, this person's a full-blown psychopath.
Yeah.
Absolute.
I would feel so weird.
Could you imagine if, like, Patricia was like, Matt, I'm going to join this Easter egg hunt, and then, like, took it from all these children.
Yeah.
And then wouldn't return them.
Like, kids without eggs?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give them all back. Patricia, they're eggs.
Yeah. She's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, no, this
I'm
woman's
getting all the
crazy.
Eggs.
Not Patricia, this
yes.
woman.
Yeah, I was only saying Patricia because it was a female who was doing it.
Also... Buy your own fucking eggs.
Yeah.
Give them all
Go
back
to
the
candy
kids.
Store.
You're competing. Yeah. No one over the age of 10 is also psycho. If it was like no one over the age
like
of 15.
Like an adult one or something.
Or like 18, it's for the kids, but you're talking to 7-year-olds.
Yeah. If you want to do it so bad, just like have your boyfriend or husband or whatever set up an Easter egg hunt for you and do it that way.
Yeah, fun. What and haven't put money in them. It's been like one or two.
Responses. Was she the asshole?
Oh yeah, she was the asshole for sure.
It's like everybody sucks.
The kids kind of suck for not letting.
Yeah.
The
poor
everybody
kid.
Sucks.
I just think it's so funny they moved into a new neighborhood.
Oh, and that's like, her first impression.
Yeah.
And now everyone's gonna always remember her for that one thing.
Like the fact that she gave back some and not others. That's where I'm like, okay, you're
yeah,
crazy.
Not
person.
All kids deserved them.
Give them all.
You're
25.
Have you ever done an Easter egg hunt? Would you?
Like as a kid or anything?
No.
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish.
I know, but I just didn't know.
I didn't say it.
I had to be the Easter bunny once at like our neighborhood Easter egg, and I was like so short. I don't know what my mom was thinking, but I was probably like 4 foot tall in this like Easter bunny costume, and I was the one like hugging children.
Oh my wow!
God. Yeah,
I have an Easter egg or an Easter bunny costume in my.
Oh yeah, from that brand deal.
Yeah.
What was it?
You should wear it for the Easter episode. No.
Huh?
You should wear it for the Easter episode.
Are we doing an Easter episode?
I don't know. It's past.
You know what I do love? I love a Jell-O egg.
I loved those. Did you ever swallow them whole?
Put the,
Yeah,
maybe.
It was like a whole thing.
It was like a choking hazard. You just want to go.
That would be like a thing on like Vine and TikTok that people would do, like the cinnamon challenge, but the like swallow the Easter egg whole challenge.
Oh, can we make some of those? I would love orange Jell-O. Sounds so good.
Yeah.
How do you make Jell-O? Is it just?
It's the gelatin and water, I think.
What a weird food. I know. See-through. How is that possible? No other food is see-through.
Dude, orange Jell-O is like so good.
Hold on. Yeah. Is there any other food that you can see through?
Water.
No, this is kind of sick.
What do you mean? Well, like a food.
Yeah. Jell-O is pretty impressive.
Can you see through Jell-O?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, not like...
You could see, you could like hold it up and if it's like a nice
think
shape...
of the office, like the stapler inside
translucent.
Of it.
Wow, that can't be good for you if it's translucent food.
You can see through a cracker through the tiny little holes.
Is there nothing else you can see through? I'm like really trying to think.
Like any other food that's translucent.
I'm thinking like a fruit or something.
Comment down below, guys.
Yeah. People are going to be like, you're so dumb.
Yeah. List like 1,000. Okay. Or nothing.
Oh, you can see... Oh, okay, you can see through a fruit roll-up.
Not really.
I don't think you can.
Mm, yeah, you have to stretch it. You have to stretch it.
Jolly Rancher.
No.
Lollipop.
It depends how light it is, but maybe.
Okay.
It's like a.
This episode is sponsored by Ghostbed. Are you ready to experience the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life? Then look no further than Ghostbed, the family-owned business that's been making mattresses for over 20 years. Ghostbed is the maker of the coolest bed in the world, featuring their signature and patented cooling materials. No more flipping pillows to find the cool side or waking up in a sweat. Ghostbed keeps you cool and comfortable all night long. And here's the best part, Ghostbed doesn't cut corners when it comes to quality. They use only the highest quality materials to create your most supportive mattress. Say goodbye to restless nights and hello to deep, uninterrupted sleep. Worried about making the right choice? Don't be. Ghostbed offers a 101-day sleep trial so you can try their mattress risk-free. And most products ship within 24 hours, so you won't have to wait long to start sleeping better. They have a team of sleep experts standing by, ready to help you find the perfect fit for your needs. So why wait? Upgrade your sleep experience with Ghostbed today. Visit ghostbed.com/good to transform your nights. For a limited time, use code GOOD, G-O-O-D, for 40% off your purchase site-wide. And now back to the episode.
I haven't read this one, but I just read the title and I thought that was funny. So I'll be reading this for the first time.
Oh boy.
If it's not great. Am I the asshole for calling my step cousin a jealous bitch because she said I get everything because of quote nepo privilege.
Ooh. Wait, I'm sorry.
I know. It's an insane sentence. Am I the asshole for calling my step cousin a jealous bitch because she said that I get everything because of nepo privilege?
Who's your dad?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
So my step cousin. Named Leah for this post. My step cousin and I are in the same field. We work at a company that is co-owned by my boyfriend's dad. To put it simply, Leah is jealous. She thinks that I don't deserve to be there and I get everything handed to me. I am a hard worker and got a promotion recently, which set her off even more. Both of us had actually been applying to some other jobs as well. She got one of them, so she's going to move out of state soon. I also got an offer but decided to stay here because of the promotion. We had a family potluck over the weekend and of course a lot of them had heard about my promotion and were congratulating me. Leah was there and she seemed fine throughout the night, but at one point my aunt, her stepmom, said something about how proud everyone is of me for being so successful in a traditionally man's field. I just said thanks and told her I'd gotten an offer from another place but decided to stay, and I'm happy that I have options for what I want to do. Leah overheard this and came to me and said it's not about your options but your nepo privilege and how she got a new job too, but everyone's kissing your ass. I had enough at that point and told her to stop acting like a jealous bitch and focus on herself instead. She got upset and stormed off. Am I the asshole?
No.
I don't think you should have used the phrase.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like everyone sucks.
That made...
Yeah, this sounds like an everyone sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could get why it would be frustrating. I mean, she even said she got a job at another place, so it's not like she's, like, only getting this privilege because of her boyfriend's dad. Like, yeah. Other places like want her to work at her there. Job. Yeah. So that could be, like, a little mean.
But also the step-cousin of, like, telling her, like, oh, everyone's just congratulating you because you're in a man's field, like...
That's jealous. She's a jealous
bitch. She kind of is being jealous.
Like, she kind of is a jealous bitch.
I thought the aunt said that.
Oh, I think you might be right. Hold on. Oh, Leah said, it's not about your options. It's about your nepo privilege.
Yeah.
And she got okay, a new but job, it is too, about but everyone's options. Kissing your ass. Yeah, don't just complain to me that you're upset that everyone's congratulating me that I got a sick job.
Yeah,
you also
yell
got
at everyone
a sick
else.
Job.
Yeah. Jealousy is a disease.
But calling someone a
bitch.
Jealous bitch is just like, there's just no reason to do that.
You lose a lot of like.
Yeah, you could say, hey, credit. Look, I'm sorry that like people are congratulating me. I'm so happy for you that you got a job
totally.
Too. Like, we're both crushing it. This is great. Don't call her. Yeah, don't call anyone.
You should have like paused after she said it, squinted, and said, are you okay?
I feel like it was truly like her inner thoughts because she was probably so mad
yeah.
that she was like, you're a jealous bitch.
Yeah,
they both, it's not an appropriate thing to respond, and it was never an appropriate thing for her cousin to say in front of their
also,
whole family.
It doesn't sound classy.
It doesn't sound classy. Maybe this girl who
if you're
wrote
pulling,
this.
If you're pulling in like that much money now off your nepo privilege, and you're going around going, well, don't be
it's
such
not...
a jealous bitch of me. Sorry, you
it
look
sounds
crazy.
Like it might be projecting too. Like maybe she's jealous that this girl got a better job out of state
yeah.
and she's only at this job because she has nepo privilege. And she's
no,
like,
she got another offer too somewhere else.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't as good. That's
I don't
she
think she's projecting.
It.
I think she was just upset.
Yeah, it's not like this girl. I mean, I think it just shows the girl is like good at what she does because she got another offer.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, I like this.
I think she's just mad at her cousin for being
nepo
mean
privilege.
To her.
Yeah, but just don't ever call anyone a... That's... In what circumstance could you ever say, okay, well, you're just a jealous bitch.
Oh my God, so many.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could think of some.
Yeah.
That you would...
That you would verbally say
that
to somebody?
If it was like a... Not a one-off. If that happened, I would never say that.
But if someone was consistently like... If you're like, oh, I did this and this and this, and I'm so happy, it's like, okay, cool.
What's the difference between jealousy and envy again? There is like a great
jealousy
difference.
Jealousy is a disease. Envy isn't.
No, like you're jealous
envy
of something.
Envy is Melissa Gorga's store.
There's something about what's deserving and what's not. There is, I've heard someone say it before and I'm like, I need to remember that. There is a difference. You envy what?
Envy means discontented longing for someone else's advantage. Jealousy means unpleasant suspicion or apprehension of rivalship. That did not help me at all.
It's about
jealousy
like,
seems more negative. It's like
yeah, envy is like
the next
damn
thing.
I'm envious.
Jealousy is usually thought to be more negative.
Yeah, and envy is just like I envy.
Oh, envy is a mix
I envy
of
real nepo babies, envy, though, but like I don't. I'm not jealous of them.
But I think
yeah,
envy
yeah.
is when
like, I'm like,
someone's
oh, I wish
getting
I had
something.
Money.
I think envy is when someone's getting something that you think you also deserve.
Envy.
Right?
I think
jealousy.
That's jealousy. Maybe
that's jealousy.
I think envy is like, oh, I envy that person because they got like. They're doing well.
I think, yeah,
but jealousy
envy,
would be like if you're like mad about it.
Yeah, like they
bitter.
Don't deserve that.
Yeah.
Jealousy means they don't deserve it. Envy means they do, but you also wish you had it.
Yeah.
So like if
it's
someone
like the
bought
nice jealousy.
If someone bought a nice house, you would be envious because and if someone was successful in business and they bought a nice house, you're envious of them because
or you could also be jealous if you're like they don't deserve that.
Right. If they won the lottery or like they're just a trust fund kid and
yeah.
they won.
Like Aaron has a yard, I'm envious.
Yes.
But I'm not
yes.
like jealous.
She doesn't
like,
deserve a yard.
Yeah, I'm not like, but I don't have a yard. Like, yeah. I'm just envious because I want a yard.
Yes. Oh, that's a great example.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jealous bitch.
Yeah. I'm envious that Carly has a gate.
That is true. Or yeah, I think you're also a little jealous I have a gate.
Are you going to
I'm a little
them?
More protected.
Am I the asshole for making my daughter sleep in the backyard after what she did to our housemaid? My male 46 daughter, 16,
Whoa.
Is...
Oh, okay.
He's 46.
Okay.
His daughter's 16. His daughter's 46.
That was insane.
You're sleeping in the backyard. is a high school junior. I noticed recently that she's been behaving in a bad manner, constantly commenting on other people's looks, belongings, calling them stuff that isn't cool, and just being insensitive. It's like she lost a filter or something because usually she's polite, but my wife suspected that our daughter's sudden misbehavior occurred after she started hanging out with new girls from the school, basically the mean type, and have picked up on their behavior. I've sat with my daughter and had many discussions about how her behavior has been negatively affecting everyone around her. Our housemaid is the person most affected here, and my daughter has chosen her to be her target for her hair, clothes, etiquette criticism. She has complained about our daughter calling her offensive names like filthy and gross for cleaning certain areas in our house. I took a stand and explicitly told my daughter I'd punish her if she ever said stuff like that to our housemaid again. Last week, my daughter had a party to go to. Earlier that day, she called our housemaid filthy, so I grounded her by not letting her go to the party. She threw a fit and called our housemaid a liar, saying she never called her that. That was the end of it. Days later, my daughter came to me saying she couldn't find her iPhone after looking everywhere. She asked me to call her number, and I did. My wife and I were stunned to discover that the iPhone was ringing inside our housemaid's bag. I had a confrontation with her immediately, and she denied and cried, saying she never touched the phone nor had any idea how it got in there. I noticed my daughter calling her thief repeatedly, so I told her to stop and go to her room.
Whoa.
I checked the indoor camera before continuing the argument and saw my daughter place her iPhone inside our housemaid's bag.
I knew it.
This girl needs to be locked up.
She's a live outside.
Lock her up.
I was livid. I apologized to our housemaid and gave her the rest of the day off. I then showed the video to my daughter and she was absolutely speechless. I said
what a dumbass. How do you not know that your house is a fucking camera in it?
No. I said what she did was immoral and straight up offensive to tamper with that poor woman's livelihood over a petty party she couldn't go to. I told her she was grounded and will have to spend the night in the backyard. She is a germaphobe. But she cried, begging me not to make her sleep with the dirt, insects, and hot temperatures. I refused to discuss it or I'd make it two nights. My wife said I should go easy on her, but I said calling people filthy and accusing them of stealing wasn't okay. In fact, it was the absolute worst. I then went through with my punishments. The reason I chose this punishment was because of the fact that my daughter says she's a germaphobe and uses this as an excuse to insult others' hygiene and appearance. Our backyard has dirt and bugs in it, and this kind of thing gets her uncomfortable. But other than that, the backyard is 100% safe. Question. In case people ask, why doesn't she clean up and do house chores as punishment instead? Because I've already tried this punishment before and it didn't work because she deliberately stopped eating for days to get out of it and ended up in the emergency department for low blood pressure. So he would like to know if he is the asshole.
No.
Well,
this kid is fucked up.
To me, it's like giving, you know, when you like send kids to like bat, like you're being a bad kid camp.
Yeah.
It's like that, but nice. Like you just get to stay in your backyard.
Yeah.
I will also say this girl is 16.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't do such a good job raising this girl. Sounds like he's a rich guy. They got indoor cameras. They got a live-in maid.
You can't blame him 100%.
No,
though.
It sounds
we
like he does a really good job. Like him saying, like, we've had all these talks with her saying how these behaviors are not appropriate. And then, like, I think that the punishment of grounding her when she, like, was calling this woman bad, like, shows that he does a good job and, like, doesn't just let her off the hook.
I just don't, like, I don't think he's an asshole. I think his daughter's clearly a psychopath.
Yeah.
And she's a nut. But the punishments have not been working. So, like, you have to try a different approach. Maybe like bring her to like
a camp.
No. Those things are fucking crazy.
A camp.
Send her away.
Cadet Kelly.
Yeah. Enlist her in the military.
She'll be able to vote.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? There's like a video of like the guy talking about how they kidnap you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I knew a kid that did it and he's like,
isn't that what happened
up
to Paris Hilton? Something
possibly
like that?
Yeah. Wait, at a
like,
camp?
Like a
they should
scared
send her
straight
to that school
camp
in Utah.
There's like a yeah, it's like a thing that rich parents do when their kids are just out of control, that they kidnap you in the middle of the night. You think you're getting kidnapped. You get
thrown
in a van.
That's what happened to my friend in high school.
Yeah, and you just don't know until like a couple days later that like you're here for rehab. Like
literally that happened to Paris Hilton.
And then it's just like torture camp and they're making you work. Oh, it's like holes. And they make you just like work
all day.
Sounds
like that's what she needs.
Eh, dude, but I know someone that went through that and now he's like, there's like certain
fucked
hours
up
on the clock that he can't, like,
no,
if it's like 2:59,
yeah,
he like can't look at the clock.
Like,
I'm like, what the fuck?
I would say like start with therapy.
Yeah.
I don't think you're the asshole for making her sleep outside, but I do think you could have gotten a little bit more creative on a better punishment.
Lock her in the
but
basement.
Like, punishment is not the way. I think you need to like show her, like demonstrate being a nice person and be
make
like, hey, why don't you give her 5 compliments? Why don't you go to school today and like make 3 new friends and like make challenges that make her change her behavior to become a better person?
You think a girl trying to frame her fucking housemaid is gonna say some nice
stuff. You
think
having her sleep in the dirt's gonna make her?
No, she'll probably run away.
Or make her be like, okay, fuck all of this. Now I'm gonna be digging.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like, okay. Well, or she'll be like, I don't ever want to sleep out here again.
Yeah, because she's a germaphobe.
I think you should threaten her.
You should threaten her
and say, I'm gonna post this online, the video of you.
I'm gonna make a TikTok.
Yeah, you're gonna get fucking annihilated online.
I'll blur
you're
out your cancel, face. Bitch. I won't say your identity, but this is out here.
Yeah,
well, I mean, now it's out here. So
I don't know. I'm really disappointed in that daughter. That makes me really too. Angry.
It's pretty bad.
There is also like you can only control so much of who your person, like who your child is. Like they're just a mix of DNA and stuff, and that's it.
I mean, because he even said to her, he was like, you can't do that. Like, that's her whole livelihood. Like, you could have, she could have lost her job because of something
like a
you did.
Like, rich girl.
Definitely.
Well, he said that she's not always been like this. She's hanging with the wrong crowd.
Maybe she should go to public school. She sounds like she's probably in a private school.
Oh, T.
They should send her to a public school. Let her get roughed up in the locker room a little bit.
Yeah. That would be, we're taking you out of your school.
Yeah.
Make her do the Alcatraz swim.
That might help. Alcatraz swim? Yeah. Swim from Alcatraz to San Francisco?
That'll teach her.
What did you think of that?
Because we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. Like this, isn't it with sharks and stuff?
It's
like,
it's in shark infested water.
Yeah.
That has to be the most frustrating thing, though, if you were a prisoner at Alcatraz, just looking at San Francisco, the city in like the 40s and hearing just people going da 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 da. Everyone out enjoying the night and you're just there. At that water, you'd be like, I could swim that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But now I think people have done it, but like no prisoners.
No, there's a whole
there's a whole
now.
Race.
Yeah. But
I wonder,
no prisoner ever
made
ever
it.
No, I don't think a prisoner ever escaped.
Do you think because they like realized they had escaped, so they like caught them in the water or they just died?
I think they died in the water.
Yeah, because they weren't fit enough. Like you have full on triathletes who can swim that no problem. But like,
I saw two older women.
They probably are conditioned enough to do it.
Okay. Would I be the asshole for telling my friend I don't like her presence? Presence as in like gifts, not presents.
Okay. I was wondering.
Wait, girlfriend or friend? What
friend.
Was friend.
This is a relatively minor situation, I think, in comparison to other situations on the subreddit, but would appreciate some feedback from others on this. I, 32 female, have been good friends with H, 37 female, for nearly a decade. She's a great person, thoughtful, communicative, and supportive, and has been one of my closest friends. Our birthdays are several weeks apart, so over the last few years, we've had an informal tradition where we'll meet up for a birthday brunch or dinner between those dates and exchange presents. Over that time, she has consistently gifted me a bouquet of flowers for my birthday each year and has told me because I'm not the type of person to buy them for myself. That's why she does this.
Come on.
On the other hand, I spend time finding different presents for each year for her birthday that are more practical / you. I'm going to butcher this word.
Useful.
Utilitarian?
Yeah. Yes.
Carly can't pronounce
useful.
Yeah, you fucking ass.
You sounded out Carly.
Useful.
By Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
Utilitarian.
It's like Shakespeare over here. Useful. It's his word. Practical utilitarian. For example, a set of pens for her planner / bullet journal. We're both very type A. An insulated water bottle as she's a runner. Clothing items that cover our shared interests, etc. While I do appreciate getting a bouquet every year, I personally do not enjoy flowers and don't buy them for myself since I end up dying within a few days and a few types have started to irritate my allergies in recent years. I don't know if this is something I bring up to her at all, given how minor and insignificant this is in the context of our overall friendship. I don't want to hurt her feelings, especially as she's done this for the past 4 to 5 years, but it also bothers me a bit that she resorts to the same gift every year while I feel like I put more thought and effort into what I get for her. Do I bring anything up to her, change my gifting pattern so that it's more on par with what she does, or just leave it alone?
Oh, not even a real am I the asshole.
Well, it says would okay. I be the asshole.
Yeah. If she told her,
she's
no,
like
she
should
hasn't.
I like I
no,
don't know
if she told her.
Yeah,
if she's asking.
Yeah. Would I be the asshole if I don't think so.
If she did it in a nice way. If she was like, hey, like, thank you so much for the flowers. If she really didn't want them and she could say those things like, I've developed a lot of allergies to flowers. Like, I don't want them.
Yeah.
Don't bring up the flowers. If you're a month out from your birthday, don't even bring up the flowers. just talk about the idea of giving gifts for people's birthdays and say like, oh, there's this, I just think would be such a great gift if somebody got that for me for my birthday.
Her friend's like, that's cool. Here's some flowers.
No, literally, yeah, it's that... 10 years in the making. She's getting flowers.
Yeah.
I think she needs to be direct. Like, hey, just want to let you know, like, I love our friendship. I love that you've gotten me flowers every year. It's true. I would never get flowers for myself, but that's because I don't really care about them.
Yeah.
And they give me allergies. And I would just love if we could try something different this year, maybe get a little creative.
I would like you to be a little thoughtful.
I mean, yeah, I would just make it like, just set the bar super low for year one. And don't, like, there's no way this girl's going to go from getting flowers to like as creative as this first girl.
Sure.
Is.
So, but like, just, she's not even getting anything crazy. Pens.
Yeah.
Like, that's nice.
Like, she's just patting like herself thoughtful. On the back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which, do like, you... Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Keep talking.
I feel like it's the same as like everyone's love languages are a little different.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know, it's like she's expecting her to kind of do what she does, mm-hmm. but also like not everyone thinks that way. And she's also been gifting you flowers for the past 10 years. So maybe she thinks you really do like them.
Yeah. Maybe she's like, oh, the yearly flowers.
But like, if that were me, I'd be like, again.
Well, I would feel so weird as the friend, like giving, like if I gave Erin flowers every single year and she was giving me things that like I could use and like mean things, I would feel so weird.
Don't get me wrong, I love people... If you give me flowers and something else,
well, yeah, that's different.
I like giving people coffee table books. Like,
I mean, that's sweet. I mean, yeah,
multiple times.
It's also like
but,
useful.
Like, different ones.
Yeah, it's useful. It's decorative.
Yeah,
and like if you know they like them.
Like, you got me the Roller Coaster Tycoon crew neck. That was amazing. Yeah. Like, that was a great gift.
Do you guys sometimes ever wish, like, it's been interesting making, like, a wedding registry and stuff. And you're like, it's weird and also nice that you get to write out all these things. If people are going to buy you something, they know what to get.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, like, is it bad as a, people don't do it, though, but for a birthday that you wish you could, like, put out a registry?
Like,
if you're
going to
get me something, get me something I actually will love and enjoy. Yeah. Don't, I just don't, I feel bad sometimes. Sometimes, like, people have gotten me gifts, and I'm like, I don't need, and I'm grateful for the gift. So grateful.
No, that apology tour 2021.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't want to seem like I isn't
like,
grateful.
Okay, cool.
But sometimes I've had some friends who just give me junk, and I'm like, you didn't need to spend money on this. Like, your good own hard money, you didn't need to. You could have texted Patricia and go, is there something Matt wants? And Patricia has like a list of everything that like I kind of would want. And sometimes I just feel bad for, but the thing is, I'll always be grateful for the gift.
Yeah, it's like when you get, it's literally like an avocado, thanks. Like, I feel like there's always going to be a moment when you're getting, like, for Christmas, it's like,
oh, yay, socks.
When we were growing up,
I love
be,
socks.
Like,
I
mean, one of our birthdays, this is back in the 90s, so there wasn't, like, online. So basically, all the gifts were basically either from Toys R Us or another toy store. And so what my parents would do is, like, we would get all the gifts from, like, all, you know, 15 kids that came to the party. Everyone brings the $10 gift or whatever. And usually I didn't want any of them because no one, it's like a $10 gift is like not that cool. So what we would do every year for my birthday is like, thank you so much. Put it in the pile. Okay, that's $15. Thank you so much. Put it in the pile. That's $10. Then we go to Toys R Us the next day, return all the gifts, get a gift receipt, and then I get like $100.
I follow this influencer. She has kids, and it was like her son's birthday, and she was saying that they ask like the parents, like, just bring like $10 as the gift so that he can go and pick out his own toy.
That's
it's
nice.
So much
yeah.
more
which
fun.
I feel like that's like
the best.
I don't need like a $10 fire truck, but like this $80 sword from Power Rangers. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, let's get this. So
but it is nice when he gives someone gift.
I know
what you got me was great. What you got me was
buddy,
great.
You're so,
your friendship is all I need.
Mike, there's a part two. There's a part two that arrives tomorrow.
Oh.
Is it the thing that we saw that you were like, they don't get it?
Yeah, you wouldn't. I don't think you would get it.
They talked about it after, and it seems like they didn't get it.
I don't know.
They told you what it was?
No.
We were just like, I don't know. And he was like, don't say anything. I was like, we're not. It's just, I just don't.
I'm excited.
You'll be like, whoa.
Okay.
Like, we won't get the impact of it.
I don't even think you know what this, like, yes,
maybe
you know,
text it to me and Erin later.
Sure.
Like, what it,
or maybe we could just group up at lunch and talk about it.
Yeah, you go sit in the corner and think about what you did.
But like, my brother, for like, okay, the thing is like, I love VHSs. I like collecting VHSs. And I wrote like a Christmas list. We do that in our family. We read the Christmas list. The thing is, I'm not trying to collect every VHS in the world, okay? I like having a curated collection of movies that spark me joy. Mm-hmm. And my brother went out and bought, and like, I had five VHSs I listed on my Christmas list that I want. My brother went out and bought me five VHSs of movies I didn't have on my list, nor movies that I even care or like. So then I had like just these five things, and it was like part of my Christmas gift. And I was like, this isn't like, I told you what I wanted.
Maybe he couldn't find them.
Well, I think he realized he didn't read the list like that well. But I had to like, there was a moment where I was like, I wasn't so trying upset. To be a bitch.
Yeah.
But because Christmas morning the whole week, I was looking at those four VHSs. I could tell it's a VHS wrapped up, and I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, Christmas morning, I'm going to get those five VHSs I asked for. And I woke up, and every VHS, it was just like Driving Miss Daisy.
7 months ago, it's still burning them up.
But the thing is, I realized I'm over 30 years old. I can have those conversations with like my brother, and I had to go, I'm sorry, I have to bring this up.
I'm going
to
convert.
Did you not look at the Christmas list? And he was like, well, you wanted just the VHSs. And I go, no, I listed out exactly what I wanted. And he was like, oh, we felt bad. But it wasn't, I was trying to make him feel bad. But
have
I was
you gotten those VHSs since?
No. I've bought some for myself, but no one's ever gotten them.
I'm going to get you suits.
Can you send
VHS.
Me the list?
Suits. I'm going to convert it.
Oh, no, yeah, we'll get you the Suits anthology on VHS. Yeah.
But does that seem like I was petty complaining about something that wasn't
a
there?
A little, but it's fine.
Okay, no, sorry. I think cut it out. No, cut it out.
No,
I don't want to ever validate his insecurities. Then we have to cut it. We're not cutting it out.
Is anything else real?
Okay, I'll just be a yes woman.
Yeah, there we go. Know your place.
The kitchen.
Oh, I have.
You have a good one?
Yeah, we've only done four, so I'm like.
I've been like, what?
This show is sponsored by Lightly Fantastic. I think we can all agree today's show has been pretty fantastic. Some might even say lightly fantastic. Kind of like our favorite drink in the game these days, Truly Hard Seltzer. Truly is made with a hint of real fruit juice for a whole lot of refreshment. At just 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar, it's super light and endlessly drinkable. It's a flavor for every occasion, even celebrating when Mike knocks over the third camera. It's only happened once, but will we let it go? No. They have so many different flavors and flavor packs. They have a berry mix pack, a citrus mix pack, tropical mix pack, lemonade mix pack, punch pack, margarita, red, white, and true mix pack, vodka soda twist of flavor pack. Like, they have so many different things, if not all, probably most of them. Again, they are so easy to drink. They taste like fruit, and I highly recommend, especially a nice hot day at the pool or outside or wherever you find your enjoyment. Try Truly Hard Seltzer today and see what the Lightly Fantastic life is all about. Please drink responsibly.
Wait, did I do something wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
We've done five.
Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole?
Did we? Oh, you did another one?
Am I the asshole for wanting my partner to text me when he's coming home? I'm introverted, and my partner and I live in a very small house. Occasionally, he works late shifts, but won't text me if he is leaving early, and sometimes just shows up home unexpected when I'm enjoying myself at night. I enjoy these nights of solitude. Nothing to do with him. I just like having no one around, being able to walk around, do what I want, watch YouTube without headphones, listen to my music, have the lights on the way I like, do my chores in peace, not have time to talk. Nothing major, really. Just me time. He tells me I can do that whether he's here or not, which is somewhat true, but it's not the same as true solitude. It's bliss. He says he's too busy to text at the end of his shift, and he's not always on his phone either. He says he shouldn't be in trouble for this and that it's no big deal. I said it's a very small ask that would make me happy. I just want a warning if my solitude is going to end. So am I the asshole?
That's so interesting.
I totally relate to this girl.
I mean,
what?
I like solitude as well.
Like, if you're having your time to yourself in your own house, putting the music that you want on, you're just like walking around without a shirt on, whatever, like, and you're just living your life. There is a difference if someone else is in the property with you. Like, there is a difference of being alone versus not being alone. And if she's like, oh, he's working till 10, I can like watch. Like, if you, let's say you want to watch your favorite movie that like your partner doesn't really care about, you know that you can watch it till 10 p.m., but then you put it on and at 8:05, he walks in, you're like,
I do kind of hear you on that.
But like, what are you going to do if he texts you and is like, I'm on my way home?
It's like, all right, cool. I'll readjust like my expectation of the night.
No, I know. But like, how is it different?
Because then she'll like prepare herself.
Yeah, like, I'll readjust my expectation of the night. I'll watch that movie tomorrow and I'll make dinner for both of us. And that way I'm like less. Now I'm going to like just prepare for the evening. Maybe I was just going to eat popcorn for dinner, but now I'll have I'll make a meal for the both of us and it'll be nice. Apple has a new feature that they're putting out where you can get a, first of all, just do find my friends. You can get a notification when someone leaves or when someone arrives. You could just set a notification when you leave work.
What I think is just weird about it is like, this is weird that she's asking.
I would be.
It sounds like she's hiding something.
Yes, no. Yeah, like,
what can you let me know when you're coming?
To me, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
that like you're going to be mad at me.
I see that
coming into my home.
She just wants to be like,
yeah, but I think like
blasting Taylor Swift, eating ice cream, putting the lights on.
Yeah, no, and
I'd be like,
okay, I'll just go into the bedroom. But it doesn't.
Yeah,
sound
but not
like
everyone's the same.
No, she
like
I understand
it
that.
It just changes the vibe.
But I'm just saying, like, when you say that to someone who doesn't care about the other side, really, they'd be like, okay, well, that just seems shady. A little bit.
Does it seem shady the way I'm saying it?
Well, she is the asshole.
No way.
You think? Yeah.
I think so. I honestly don't think anyone's an asshole.
Yeah, it's not. I mean,
I think all she wants, like, I think she could just be like, hey, just like text me when you're on your way home.
Yeah,
and
think this
if
guy's
he doesn't
an
do
asshole.
That, that's like kind of annoying if like, that's what you want.
Just
you think he's the asshole? He didn't even do anything.
Yeah, just text me asshole. When you're on your way home. So
yeah, but
I can...
he didn't say he wasn't gonna.
No, he had. But no,
that
she's
just
asked.
Sounds weird. Well, will you text me when you're coming home early? Like, huh? That sounds like a like.
It's, dude, when you, I don't know. I
like kind of get it, though. It's like, I don't want to be, like, surprised when you're home early, because, like, I just want to be expecting.
It's just, you just can prepare your night differently. Like, okay, I'll do laundry tomorrow, because he's not going to be home until late anyway, and, like, it's fine. But I want to, you know, if he's coming home early, I'll clean the house, and I'll do the laundry, and I'll make us dinner. Like, you just can plan your night differently.
Because that's what girls do.
I'm thinking that from my perspective.
She's got to do the dishes,
clean the lawn, do the laundry, cooking dinner.
I'm saying this from my perspective.
I know. It's just so you picked up on that. Like, I didn't even think.
No, I kind. I mean, like, it's a little dramatic. I understand the sentiment.
Yeah.
It's a little dramatic.
Just send a little
text,
suspicious.
Guy. Just send a text. Hey, babe, I'm off 3 hours early today. I'll be home. Okay.
Yeah.
Leaving early. Two words.
No, I think it's a very easy thing to do.
And he's an asshole for not doing it.
But she didn't say, like, he won't do it.
Yeah, she
yeah
did.
I think she did.
She said he
does. He says he's just not on his phone and maybe he forgets.
It's two words.
Yeah, but you don't know what he does for work. What if he's, like, an ER nurse? And then he's, like, leaving work and he's like, oh, fuck, I obviously did not think to text you that I'm on my way home after a 12-hour shift.
Text girlfriend.
No.
Leaving early.
I know.
What was that, a second and a half?
I think his excuses were, like, legitimate. Like, oh, I didn't even
a
think of it.
A second and a half.
I think they need
leaving
to be
early.
Used. I think this couple needs to get used to a little bit more of a better routine and exchange. It sounds a little early, but her just, like, already you're zipping over to Reddit. Like,
am I the asshole?
Yeah. She's, like, she's putting on her robe. She's
like, what is he doing home?
How old are they? Did it say?
25, I think.
Okay.
They didn't say.
Oh.
But just...
That I would love to see what the people said.
I just, like, when she was describing her night alone, I'm like, I completely understand exactly what she's expressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm like that too. But if no one comes home, I'm not like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think it's also because it does sound like they might be newer in the relationship where she feels compelled to, like, not be her truest self when he's around.
Well, if they live together.
But it might be new. They might have been, newly moving in together.
Yeah, so not used to, like, the coming home.
And, like, doing your weird, like, alone stuff with another person takes some time.
I think if he was like, no, fuck you, bitch. I don't owe you anything.
That's kind of what he's saying. I'm too busy.
Yeah, like, he's busy at work and it just slips his mind.
When he's leaving, if he's leaving an hour early, how hard is it to just say?
Well, you don't know what kind of day he had at work. I think it's, like, a valid.
Aaron, it's a text.
Yeah, I don't know. I see his side. I understand both, but I think it's like oh, sorry, I forgot. It wasn't he was like, I'm way too busy to care about you.
But maybe that's how she perceives it.
Like, let's say TJ was just like, oh, if you guys are coming home early, just let me know because I'm going to be like on a phone call in the living room. I'll just go into the Like, I'm doing therapy in the living room.
And so, I think it would be, we are here for like 5 hours. I think there are multiple times where I'd be like, fuck, I literally forgot to text him and tell him.
But you would text him.
Well, yeah.
That's the point. This guy won't.
But if TJ was saying, hey, text me when you're on your way home from work, if you are coming home early because of whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
would
I think
you do it?
Yeah. But I would also be like, huh?
Yeah, but that's your relationship.
Someone
no,
goes,
I know.
Listen,
but that's like,
you need to
but
tell
I'm the
me
same as
you...
the guy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what?
Huh? I think he would be an asshole if he was like, no, because you're obviously doing something weird.
No, yeah.
Then he'd be like
I
an
don't
asshole.
Think that he did anything wrong. Yeah. I think he was just like, oh, like, sorry.
I think
don't...
he's doing something wrong.
Okay.
Our first fight.
No, we're not fighting.
No, we are.
Okay.
Okay, Matt, what were you going to read?
Put him up. Did you find
just,
it?
Is people are kind of like rehashing out her situation back to her, like, in their own words.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you need to tell me when you're coming home, because honestly, I'm happier when you are not here. So from now on, you must tell me when you are coming home to ruin everything.
Is she deemed asshole or not the asshole?
Yeah. She is the asshole. You're asshole? The asshole. That's you're a- asking him to warn you when he is coming home to his own home.
Yeah.
Because you would really prefer if he would just stay
there.
At work.
Yeah.
How do you think that would make him feel?
That's such a bad read. It's not that he should be staying at work longer. It's just you're a different version of yourself when you're completely alone than when there's someone else there. It's not better or worse. It's just different. And preparing that this early in the relationship, I think is
you
valid.
Don't know how long they've been together for.
Okay, you're right. Maybe
you're the asshole. He lives there with you. It's not like it's your place and he's turning up unannounced sometimes. You literally both live there and should not have to pre-announce to each other that you might walk through the door an hour earlier than you normally would. There's like this whole...
I think if she approached it where she's like, hey, babe, like, I'm having some me time tonight, gonna take a bath and really decompress. It would mean a lot to me if you could just let me know if you're coming home early or if you,
what are you doing?
Do come home early. Like, could you just be mindful of like my space?
What?
I'm just picturing whatever it is this woman is doing.
No, I know.
In her meantime.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just say you're
watching
fucking
YouTube
yourself.
Wild. Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just eat raw cookie dough.
It sounds like she's just trying to be...
YouTube with no headphones.
because she's mindful of that she lives with someone else in a small place, sure. And putting on the headphones is like a concession to be...
She sounds like an iPad kid.
All right.
It's just like Cocoa Melon.
Cocoa Melon.
like she's just like already like you could have told me. Coming home early. She's just like, ugh.
She's just in a diaper.
Yeah.
God.
Just,
oh, she's just scaling the walls. Yeah. Being crazy.
Dude, a coughing iPad kid.
Yes.
Cocoa Melon.
Oh, that was a good one.
I have another one.
Oh, slay.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to... Oh, am I the asshole for not carrying my wife's purse? I, a 32-year-old male, work fully remote, and my wife, a 30-year-old female, works 2 to 3 days in an office. On days where she commutes in the morning, I wake up early with her, make us French press coffee while she gets ready, and I walk her to the ferry, which is approximately a 5-minute walk, and then approximately a 5 to 10 minute wait for the ferry onboarding. On our walks,
cute. I know, it's a nice morning.
Yeah,
you live near a ferry,
and like
yeah. Cool.
The French
no,
press
like
coffee,
so,
I don't know,
so cute.
Cute.
Yes, well, get this, Aaron.
Oh God, where's it going?
I just thought this one's just interesting. On our walks, she insists that I carry her purse, saying that her bag is heavy, that she has to carry it all day, and that if I carry it on the walk, it would mean a lot to her. I told her that she's putting me in an awkward situation where I need to either be A, carry her purse, which I would prefer not to do, or B, have an argument first thing in the morning because I refuse to carry her purse. Maybe I'm just stubborn, but to me, carrying my wife's purse and then standing in line with all the commuters waiting to board the ferry as I hold my wife's purse for her, commute into work, is a little bit emasculating.
Screams,
oh,
insecurities. Yeah. Screams insecurities. Harvey.
Like, if I saw that in line, I'd be like, that's so cute.
Yes,
she, on the other hand,
did he say emasculating?
Yes.
Yeah. It is the opposite of emasculating.
I agree.
Be a strong person and hold something for a woman.
Agreed.
Is the
opposite.
Well,
she's carrying all her other bags. It's the least you could do.
She, on the other hand, thinks it would be a nice gesture, and the fact that I find it embarrassing for me is irritating, because I should A, care more about what she thinks than what other people think, and B,
divorce
comfortable in my own skin and not feel emasculated or humiliated.
Embarrassed to carry a purse? Like, grow up.
It started off so good.
Yeah.
I was like a fairy tale. I feel like I was reading a book.
I know.
I kind of read halfway through it when I was looking at it earlier, so I thought it was going to get a little bit more.
Well, no, I think it's
spicy. This was an everyone sucks situation.
What?
No.
I mean, she could probably take out a few things from the purse. I don't know where she's working that she needs a heavy purse through.
No,
the whole
I think
day.
That she is carrying like a backpack or something, and then he's like, oh, can you just hold my purse? Because this is heavy.
Was that the case that she has another bag that she's carrying?
No, she said she just doesn't want to carry it.
Or maybe it's a purse that she's big and has like her laptop.
She only works here. Get this. This is what kind of is a little annoying. 2 to 3 days out of the week. He works
In office.
In office, exactly. Yeah,
but then she probably does the other days remote.
From home, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
so she doesn't need to get on the ferry and all this stuff.
For 2 days out of the week, yeah.
But I don't know. She's acting like it's a purse.
You're a fucking man. Help your wife.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, if your wife or girlfriend or whoever is like, it would mean a lot if you carried this, like, just do it.
If I, like... I will just TJ myself. Be like, can you hold this for a sec?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
That's what guys
if he was
are
like,
for.
Oh,
guys
a purse!
Are just
like,
fucking...
I can't be seen with this.
Yeah.
That's the problem, too.
What does this purse look like?
It's probably cute.
It could be the pinkest, girliest fucking purse. If you're a man, you don't. Oh, it's emasculating. You're worried about the other commuters judging you for holding a purse than your own wife's needs.
But they live near a ferry.
If you're making a French press every morning and taking a ferry, like, you got a cute bag.
They probably live on a small island. There's a lot of longshoremen who know the whole town and are going to tease it.
I think it's annoying.
There we are. Barry the ferry. Boarding the ferry.
I think it's annoying the reasoning. Yeah. He's like, it's so emasculating. Like, if you had a different reason, like, I have shoulder problems or, like, she asked me to do things all the time and it's annoying.
You're putting the judgment of strangers above the needs of your wife. That is not...
Yeah, that's insane.
That's emasculating.
Yeah.
You care about what other commuters think about you holding a bag than your wife's needs.
I don't think he's the asshole.
You don't think he's the asshole?
Oh, wait, I do think he's the asshole.
You don't think she's the asshole? She's fine. She sounds pretty normal.
I would love to read these comments. Oh, everyone sucks.
I said everyone sucks.
Can you read, like,
I don't know why she needs so much shit in her purse.
She probably has, like, her laptop.
Yeah,
her.
I'm imagining she's probably calling it a purse. It's probably like a big,
like her
bigger
bag
with like a laptop.
Then if it's her work bag, then 100%.
Yeah.
But maybe
she might just have like a big, like, side, like a crossbody bag.
Probably also, like, if it was a tiny little cute purse with just like her phone and wallet, she probably wouldn't need someone else to hold it.
Yes.
It's probably a work bag. And he's calling it a purse because he wants to sound more right.
Okay, this one has everyone sucks here. This one has 21,000 upvotes. And they quote it. She insists that I carry her purse, saying that her bag is heavy and that she has to carry it all day. Insisting is rather strong. If it's so heavy, I don't understand how she manages for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Standing in line with all the other commuters waiting to board the ferry as I hold my wife's purse for her to commute into work is a bit emasculating and humiliating. This is a bit fragile.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's like an Andrew Tate, Jordan Peterson, like, beta cuck. Oh, I'm not holding your purse. I'm a man. Like, get real.
Yeah. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's hot holding women's bags.
Yeah, I think they're basically saying everyone sucks because she is insisting that he do it. Because she used to carry it around.
Oh, my God.
I bet you she wasn't, and that's just how he wrote it.
Yeah, he probably wrote it
like
that.
Hey, would you mind holding my bag? It's really heavy.
And she literally said, didn't he write, it would mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
That's not insisting.
Really
that's like,
nice.
Here's my need, like a need I have that would mean a lot. Not like, you need to hold my bag, bitch. Like, go to the ferry.
You know, I've never been on a ferry.
Really?
They also might live in New York. There's so many ferries in New York from Brooklyn and New Jersey. And
you can take a ferry?
I've done it many times.
I've been on the was it the Staten Island ferry?
Yeah,
that one. The orange one. I've been on that, but that seems more like a big boat.
No, there's like a commuter ferry that you can take from.
We've taken it.
Hoboken. I've done that a few times.
We've done the Brooklyn one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brooklyn.
Is the Montauk to Block Island? Is that a ferry?
Are you getting on a boat between two?
I just want to call. I want to be on. Actually, I consider it a ferry if there's cars on it.
What?
Oh, interesting.
That's, I've never heard of that in my life.
What? A ferry with cars?
Are you shipping to fucking Europe?
No, you're just getting into the island.
Getting on to, see, that's what in my brain I think a ferry is. Everything else is just kind of like a short boat ride. Like,
yeah, that's what a ferry is. The New York ferry is like,
going to the Vineyard is like an hour and a half.
People put cars onto boats?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A lot, yeah.
Dude, I think they that in my in brain is what a ferry
I
is.
I've never even seen that.
It's like, it's almost like a bridge and the boat, like,
how many cars can they put on this?
Like 24, 25?
I think it was like, isn't it like a Balboa Island in Orange County? I'm pretty sure I went there with like my friend and his sister.
They actually just stopped the ferry.
Oh, well, they were loading cars on when we got on the guy sold it. That one. Yeah, they load cars.
Well, it's another thing we can add to our list of what we need to do.
What? Go on a ferry?
Put you on a ferry with cars.
I can drive my car onto a boat.
That's always like in a disaster movie. It's like, we need to get onto the ferry. And then like the people are getting their cars onto it.
People will literally like commute and put their car on a ferry and take it off and drive to work.
That sounds so unreasonable. Yeah.
It's very popular up in like Washington and stuff.
No.
Like in the San Juan Islands, I feel like there are a lot of ferries.
Yeah.
Can we go to San Juan Islands?
Yeah, because we got to go to 10 Things I Hate About You school.
Yes!
I need to pee.
I do too. And I'm hungry.
Great.
Me too.
So all right, well, we're done.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Good Influences. And
not to interject. Would love your opinions on this coming home early text thing. Because I feel like
that is a good like spicy split we had kind of going on. So we would love your input. And hey, if there's a really great idea or subject that you would like us to do on this lovely podcast we call Good Influences, comment down below and please leave a review, share it online, send it with your friends, draw some fan art of us. We'd love to see that.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.